Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Would Degenerates Do? This is Chris.
Hi, I'm Cody.
This is Skylar.
But back at it again, Lucid Lion. And Chris, I like the All Might in the background. Nice
yes,
touch.
Yes, sir.
Nice touch. Little Easter egg. Easter egg for the boys back home.
I always be adding something different in the background every time.
Need some robots.
I try.
Some chips.
No. I got some Ghirardelli chocolate right there.
Oh, dude. Knew it. Knew it.
It's too good.
And I made it. I'm here too. I'm a person just like you. And no, I'm not fixing my camera. I like it this way.
I do too.
No, dude, that's fucking hilarious. I wonder if it's going to be in the recording like that.
Yeah, I like how it's just your eyes. Like, you're very serious.
Like, that'd be hilarious if that's how it is in the episode.
So, Chris, why did you gather us all here today, my brother?
Hey,
my
guy? We're gathered here today because we've been gone for a long time, you know. I guess we were on a break. Like,
haven't we still been like releasing though? Is it really a break?
No, we haven't had an episode in a minute because we've just been working on all the other projects.
Don't we have backlog or whatever? I thought he like haircuts. Thought Chris was the, what?
No, there's no backlog for what you can't understand.
No.
No, we just have so much behind the scenes shit going on. We haven't had time to record, and everyone's lives been busy every weekend.
Yeah,
super annoying.
Like,
we've been all over the place.
When we were supposed to record in August, that's when you had to go do that thing with your dad. The floors.
Oh, fucking fence, dude.
Oh, fence.
Got fence. Heat stroke on that shit. It was the hottest day of the
heat
year.
Stroke?
Yeah, it was awful, dude. Awful.
Oh, my God.
Way to go back.
How can I, like, wait, like, a month when, like, winter hit?
Yeah.
We were getting paid by Tim to do it on one of his rental properties so they could start renting it again.
Understandable.
You need a fence to rent? Property?
Bro, I guess. I don't know. It looks nice and shit.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it was good pay. But like,
okay.
It's fucking sucked.
Fair enough.
I'm glad it's over with.
So, One Piece Live Action.
Yeah, bro. You want me to just start talking?
I still need to watch it.
Oh my
God,
bro. Andrew, I heard you were hating. Such a hater, bro. Oh,
I wasn't
God.
Hating. I just literally, the only thing I said was I don't like watching live action.
Nobody does.
He was a doubter. That's what
he
was. He's a doubter.
Oda Sensei was involved and you doubted it.
Oda himself.
You're Judas.
I know.
Yeah.
You're Judas, bro. Such a Judas, bro. He's such a
I thought you were about to say just a Judas.
such a Judas, bro.
We went to Atlanta for a concert, so that was pretty exciting.
That's dope.
It was far from exciting.
Are we just catching people up on our lives right now?
Well, it was exciting for me.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it kind of seems like.
Show him your shirt.
The dress?
Oh, wait.
Hold your arms out. T-pose? T-pose for everybody?
Oh my God. Is that a double XL?
Yeah.
Exactly. So what happened was my anxiety was so bad when I asked for a medium, I just grabbed the shirt and ran away. And I didn't realize they gave me a double XL until I got back to the hotel and calmed my anxiety down. And I'm going to go put the shirt on. I'm like, well... But yeah, no, Atlanta sucks. I do not want to go.
Oh, yeah.
I never want to go. We sat in traffic for like an hour and a half, and we were at the stadium already.
We got profiled in the car on the way to the concert.
What do you mean? You're both white. Okay, they profile you.
So,
for?
No.
So what happened was, there was these guys selling fake merch outside, and they were just running as far as they wait.
You see it, gullible.
As far as they could from the stadium. No, I think it's because of her hair.
Yeah.
Because they didn't stop at anyone's car besides ours.
Weird. What does her hair have to do with it?
She looks like a Suicide Boys fan.
Oh, well done.
Like,
there was about 50 of her at the concert.
Only?
Well, from what I saw. I didn't look at too many people, but yeah, she's a clone of a lot of people.
With the split dye hair.
So,
especially black and silver.
So yeah, he literally just stopped at
very
our
anime,
car. And,
very anime.
Yeah.
He just stopped at our car and harassed us.
Yeah, it was like a solid. He stood there for like a minute, like just staring at us and like kept pointing at the shirt.
But he didn't do that to anybody else.
Should have rolled the windows down. Oh, my friend's in the next car. Big Suicide Boys fans. Don't let him tell you otherwise.
But yeah,
was the merch at least good, or was it just like
this? It was poorly fake.
It was just like what you think a concert tour shirt would look like. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is,
like Xerox.
I saw people actually wearing them at the concert.
So got them.
That was fucking great.
They got them.
They're like, I'm buying this shirt just to wear it here.
Support local business.
And then there was people protesting, like church people protesting the concert. Telling us to like repent our sins and shit like that.
Okay, like, have a nice day.
They had suits on.
Jehovah's?
And two big like poster boards.
They're probably Jehovah's.
Whatever it was, they didn't like the crowd.
Yeah.
Probably rode their bikes there, their picket signs.
I rode their bikes.
You better be careful. They might catch wind you're talking shit about them.
Good.
Oh, and then...
What is Jehovah's going to do to us?
And then when we went to put all of our stuff like on the belt and everything, apparently I said something stupid and...
She said, what am I supposed to put on here?
Par for the course.
And I said... everything, and the guy goes, finally someone that knows what to do.
No, but for real though, Atlanta's a scary place.
And then they took my nicotine and my THC from me, so I had a splitting migraine the entire time with the loud music, no nicotine, and the lasers constantly in my eyes.
Nice.
Bastards.
So I had that with my anxiety. I was miserable the entire time, just sitting there.
Shoving your ass, your prison pocket?
Oh, I was just like this the entire time.
Again? Prison pocket.
Nah, I didn't because I was scared. Andrew, I am a pussy, all right?
So his butt was too tight is what he said.
I don't have money to replace my stuff, so I didn't want them to take it and keep it.
When you're scared, your butt clenches up.
So I had to turn it in.
It's harder to stick stuff up in there. Got to think relaxing thoughts, I'm sure.
I was telling Cody that he needs to start bringing me and you to these like endeavors they do. So he doesn't have...
Yeah, well, hold your hand. We can hold your hand.
He doesn't like the scenes y'all make, though. Like, whenever we have, like, hung out,
it would take,
y'all look very loud.
It would take the attention off of you, though.
No, because I'm standing right next to you.
We don't make scenes.
Dude, if you
what are you talking
if
about?
You think about it, everybody else is just an extra.
Listen, me and fucking Hunter went to the...
I think Andrew's dying.
I think you're freezing, bro. You're freezing up. Where did we go?
Yeah, we're the main characters.
I don't know what's going on.
I am freezing. It's really bad. Okay. Can y'all even hear me? This is great.
We heard me and Hunter went to ... We're the main characters. Andrew, were you talking about when we went to MGK?
Yeah.
I took Andrew to his first concert.
You went to see Machine Gun Kelly.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
It was great, dude. It was awesome. There's this guy high off of acid, just like he was just rocking.
Oh, the dude behind us that was like, bro, he was like rocking when the song was going, and then the song stopped, and he goes, bro, fuck you. Fuck. And there's this girl walks over, she's like, no, babe, we like him.
And then we ended up going to like the VIP section on accident, we just stood there the rest of the concert.
We just kept walking until people told us to stop.
Yeah. And no one told us to stop, so we just kept going.
Yeah.
We're very chaotic.
Yeah. Where was it? That was in Charleston?
No, that was in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Damn.
The venue is pretty small. It was nice. It was outdoors.
Dude, the stage, because I think it was because the stage was so big.
Oh, the stage was massive.
Dude, and then there was like a mini
stage. Like a giant pill bottle, goal. What the fuck else did he have?
There was that skull that was spewing like different colored smoke.
Yeah.
That was really
that's sick as fuck.
It was really
trippy. Dude, it was really cool. And then like when he first came out, he came out of like a pill bottle.
Dude, and he would switch outfits like between every two songs. And you never saw him.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck he did that.
Yeah, he would just
be
in a different outfit. It was crazy.
Okay.
Like Taylor Swift.
The beers were
very Taylor Swift.
$15.
Yeah, concerts.
So when we went to Suicide Boys, I spent $30 on two waters and two tacos.
That's crazy.
Those tacos and waterberry cure cancer.
It was Dasani water, and Skylar makes better tacos at home.
Dude, that's any concert or like sports venue you go to.
I don't know. I go to a hockey game. I could spend like $30 on two.
It was $16 for a can of beer.
Dude, yeah, the hockey games?
They're taking advantage.
$15 a beer, too. It's crazy.
What? No. Okay, so we went to, when I was in Minnesota, me and Chandler went to a, what team did we go see? I can't remember. Whatever. One of the big Minnesota teams. And, dude, we got like a souvenir cup. It was like 2 pints. And the 2 pints was like $18. And you get to keep the cup. I still have the cup.
You better. $15 cup.
I bet you're taking that cup when you go on your adventures to the bar.
I should. Like, can I fill this up?
You're like, can I get all you can drink?
And I think it was like $8 to refill the 2 pints. So it was like $4 a beer.
Dude, has Schindler picked a character for D&D yet?
No, I yelled at her. Her and her friend are supposed to be making a character together. And they haven't done it yet.
You should probably help them. I thought that's what we were doing on Session Zero, to be honest.
I've been waiting for them to ask.
Well, you told us we were going to do Session Zero, so I assumed we were going to do characters then. But then you told us, hey, where's all you guys' characters?
I got impatient. I got really impatient. So I was like, fuck it. Where's those characters?
Well, that day you told us that.
Where's the glass?
I went all in, and I got so excited, and I got no feedback from you. I was so mad. So mad. I drew out the character. I came up with this whole idea.
Yeah, it's like
it was different than normal warlocks.
It's like Andrew gets engaged and he's just like, fuck y'all.
Fuck these guys. I don't care.
Listen. I'm like, if I don't give any feedback, that's usually good feedback. If I say something, it's usually bad.
Fair enough.
Usually.
I guess.
Fair enough.
You could at least You could at least acknowledge him.
Yeah, acknowledge me, senpai.
He looks cool. I like the concept.
Put a thumbs up.
I was actually.
Thank you. I have much more pictures.
The problem was I was looking for references of like Danny Phantom in like a Victorian age, and I couldn't find anything except for a vampire looking dude from the show with gray hair.
Oh, I love him, Vlad Masters.
Yeah, that guy. That's the only picture I could find. And I was about to send you. I was like, nah.
No, he's just a little boy. He's 14.
Is he human?
No, he's a tiefling. Did you not read the shit at all? He has horns.
I can't remember.
Oh my god.
You're asking me?
He's a little tiefling.
You're asking me to pull information from 4 days ago. Andrew can't do that.
He's a tiefling, and he's 14, but he was born to human parents, and they gave him up for adoption because they're too scared of him, and then everybody at the orphanage was scared of him. Instead of having, like, an edgy fucking, woe is me, he thought it was fucking hilarious. And so he eventually up and walked out, and
he's like every comedian known to man. I took all my poor life decisions and made him into comedy.
Yeah, he found it hilarious. And then one day he met an old man that was just like a homeless old dude, and he was playing challenging the chess, and then the old man won, and he was like, nah, you cheated, and he called him out on cheating, and then the old man was like, ha ha ha, and then he was a genie.
You got scammed by Scam Likely.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially how like shadow genies or whatever.
We get copyrighted for that.
The shadow genies, you have to like catch them in a lie, and then they owe you something. So he's like, haha, that's funny, and like gives him his powers, and then the boy runs into Cody's guy, and that's the story. He's just a little chaotic munchkin that likes to scare people. He has a mask that's shaped like a skull, but like it's just a mask, there's nothing to it.
And I changed my character today, so I have to come up with a new backstory.
Okay. I don't think you ever sent me the backstory.
You know Clockwork Prime?
My stuff was in Hunter's stuff.
Do you know Clockwork Prime?
No.
I thought me and you had a conversation about this. It's like
if we did, I wasn't like mentally I wasn't there.
We found him, he's like it's like an artificer warlock, so like instead of Pact of the Blade, you get like spectral armor that you summon.
Think kinda like Iron Man in a way.
Kinda like nanotech Iron
Man. Oh, okay.
That's my character.
And
I was gonna say the spectral armor just sounds like mage armor.
Well, kinda. It's not really.
But you can just cast it at will.
It's like Pact of the Blade, except for you summon armor instead. And the armor, okay. The armor kind of levels up and gets new shit as you level up. And like you just flavor all your spells to come from the armor. And the way I played it with JT, I've been running it with him. You know, you can attune three things. Well, you just have that, like anything you attune, like you can have the armor absorb it. And then you just, the armor can like pull it out, you know? So you found a fucking sword, you like it, you fucking attune to it. And then the armor like absorbs and it up.
That's basically the chosen X character's powers that I wanted to do. So it worked out perfectly.
Oh,
it's kind of like Blue Beetle.
I need to start reading that again,
dude. It's so
I've been good. I've been so busy. You know,
yeah. But
this man's been gone like every weekend.
It's amazing.
I literally, yeah, literally. Honestly, guess what? Yeah. I'm be gone. When I'm gonna be gone? 13th. Yeah,
I hate it. I'm gonna be gone. That fucking shit going on. We have
Zach's, you're telling me, bro.
We have Zach's bachelor shit this month, and then like what? September, November. November's the wedding. Just oh my chaos God. Constantly.
That's the only thing I got to worry about.
The wedding?
Yep.
We're going to fucking Disney.
Dude, just take some edibles. You're fine.
Give me some edibles.
Is the wedding going to be at a venue or is it like in his backyard?
Definitely a venue, bro. Have you met Ashley?
Yeah,
you
know, about a wedding in a backyard. Ashley's going to go all out.
Okay. Speaking of wedding, I'm officially engaged now.
Dude, nice. Ooh. I just heard, not from you.
Yeah.
It's okay. I didn't tell Nathan either.
I've known both of you guys. What? I've known both of you guys for years. You know what's crazy? I knew his almost wife. I knew his fiance in elementary school.
Yeah, elementary school. It's the same Catholic school.
Yeah.
Funny as shit. Small world. Too small.
Our world. Too small.
Too small.
But yeah, we told him today.
Yeah.
You didn't see the post?
What post?
Instagram.
She made like
fucking go on Instagram.
Yeah, he doesn't go Facebook. On Instagram.
I was gonna say, I found from
was
the group chat.
Was it on Nico Snapchat. And Loki's page? No,
it was not. Oh, you should take a picture with the boys.
Mom and dad are engaged.
Take a picture with the boys.
The boys. So cute. Are you gonna have them be the ring bearers? Strap a pillow on my back. Can I be your officiant? Can I officiate your wedding? Can I marry you?
We talked about this.
Didn't. I don't remember you ever talking. Oh, at the bar we did.
Yep.
You weren't engaged. You weren't engaged.
No, we were not. We were not.
Well, these were just ideas.
I know me and Skylar recruited Hunter.
Yeah.
Recruited.
He's gonna be a gold like basketball player, apparently, at my wedding.
No, oh
my
God. You're not.
So instead of doing Star Wars, I'm making it One Piece theme now.
No, well, we're not.
Fame, power.
No.
Gold Roger, the king of the pirates, attained this and everything else the world had to offer. Upon his dying breath, sent countless souls to the sea. You want my treasure? You can have it. I left everything I gathered together in one place. Stop.
I think this is copyright. This is copyright.
All you have to do is.
This frame. Is fair use.
Shut up.
Oda Sensei's an intoner, bro. He wants more people to learn so he never dies.
But yeah, our wedding's gonna be what? Like Star Wars and Game of Thrones theme?
One Piece and Game of Thrones.
No. You said Star Wars at first. What happened to the Imperial Walk you wanted to do?
Well, you said you didn't like One Piece, so One Piece took precedence.
So since you don't like One Piece, and I don't like Game of Thrones.
Cody's really religious in his old age. The sun god Nika, he would like to bless over his wedding, and so Goldie Roger... The king of the pirates should be the one to join you guys in holy matrimonious.
Hey, think about it like this, Skylar. Since you don't like God. One Piece,
we could get if you get married on a boat, a ship captain can marry you. That's
that
illegal.
Is true.
Isn't that so
we're
badass?
Being married on
what if
boat?
You got married on the Thousand Sunny?
That's an no. idea.
What if we emailed Oda? What if we got Oda?
Yo, good
to
luck.
Be your best man.
Listen, that man.
He plans your bachelor alone. Party.
No, Oda is my officiant. You gotta like,
yeah,
the pain in his voice.
No, but I think he'd like it if I was Gold Roger. He's not gonna be Gold Roger.
And then
he doesn't like
my
the spotlight.
Groomsman
he has to be
the straw hats.
He's an usher. He doesn't like the spotlight.
Goda's an usher, just like he was at LA for the live action premiere. Mm-hmm. Oda was in LA for the live action premiere of One Piece, and no one knew because he was acting like an usher, and no one knows what he really looks like because he has like two pictures his entire life.
Oda put his stamp of approval on the live action, and so Andrew, fuck you for that.
I need to watch it.
It's like a completely different story. It's the same story,
but told differently.
Yeah,
but really well. Like I said, the acting subpar, but you can look past it because they played the characters really well.
Oh my god, dude! Wait,
listen. If Oda officially signed off on Luffy and loved Luffy like the actor, then I have to love.
He picked everybody.
Even Ben Beckman.
Yeah, which is a very weird. That's crazy.
I feel bad for that.
I bet he recast Ben Beckman.
Bad for that actor's self-esteem though, because Twitter is fucking cooking him right now.
He's the only one that didn't look good, dude. Yasopp and Lucky Roo were fucking kings.
Lucky Roo was beating the shit out of his stick.
Yeah, wait till you see the red-haired pirates bandits.
That's the fight he said.
I heard there was a lot of action.
There is.
Where you see a lot of red-haired pirates action. Like, more in the live action than the actual show.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but still not a lot. It's like one scene.
The fight scene you sent me is basically it. For the action-wise, yeah. But that's still more than we've seen from Oda.
So. Dude, the Mihawk fight is one for one.
Mihawk fight's good.
I'm looking at the live action actor for Ben Beckman.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Look up Lucky Roo, because Lucky Roo looks fucking cool. He looks like a cartoon.
Lucky Roo looks great.
Bro, and he was just beating the shit out of somebody with a drumstick.
What the fuck?
Like, he was eating chicken leg, and the fight started, and he goes, fucking get off me. Bam, bam, bam. And then the fucking Shanks going, pew.
Yeah.
That scene was beautiful.
Arlong Park was great.
Arlong himself was better than I was expecting. But besides that, dude, everybody looked amazing. Zeph and Mihawk were two of the best ones. Garp is awesome. I don't know if he's like the top tier choice I would have picked, but he was super cool.
Kobe
did a fantastic job.
Kobe's a girl.
Kobe did a fantastic job.
Kobe's played by a girl.
Yeah.
Bro, and we didn't know.
That's crazy.
I was looking through the casting yesterday.
I mean, Luffy's voice actor is a woman.
Yes, but this is live action.
You dummy. Shut up.
That's true. I'm just saying.
We all know kids are played by women in voice acting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. This is nothing new.
Dude, fucking Zoro. Zoro was awesome as ever. Helmeppo.
Wow,
was a
fantastic.
great part of the show.
Fantastic. Pretty nice ass too.
So I thought this was going to be a movie, not a series.
We took off work and basically did a whole work day of just watching One Piece live action on Thursday.
Is each episode an hour?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, about.
Wait, wow. Diego was like, you can go.
Yeah.
Little boy.
Diego gave me and my coworker off because he came over as well.
Oh, that's a W.
Dude, little boy Luffy was a fantastic child actor, but as Luffy, he was such a downer. Every scene of Luffy as a little kid was such a fucking downer. Mad props to the kid, though. He was a good actor. He's like a fucking six-year-old kid. He stole the show.
I wasn't a huge fan of Usopp's child actor.
Me neither. He didn't fit Usopp.
No.
But he was in that one scene where the mom dies, though. It was very sad.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, from 19.
It's been out for
from 1999.
My bad.
I think literally I got off of work probably like you guys are halfway through the show.
We ended about 7:30.
We watched it all in one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I came home.
I got home at like 4.
Finale.
Yeah, Skylar did a whole work day, and we were still watching it when she got home from work.
The finale was beautiful. Oh my god, dude! The Gum Gum powers looked great.
The scene, the help me scene, and when Luffy's walking back to meet up with everyone to go beat the shit out of Arlong is one for one.
There was a few moments with Buggy. Buggy was amazing. His Devil Fruit looked one of the best. There was a couple moments when it looked really glitchy. I think just because like when his hands and his feet were too close together, there was a lot was going flipping. On. Yeah.
In the fight with Axe Morgan, Zoro sheath bins when he rolls because it's made out of plastic.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, I would, without knowing One Piece, and like if I went in blindly, I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Ashley's been watching it, and she was like, she said she really enjoyed it, except for the cat pirates, which I understand 100%.
For the what?
The cat pirates, the black village. The black cat pirates. Syrup Village just sucked. I didn't even like Syrup Village.
Yeah, that arc really is.
They made it like Dracula. Like, kind of.
Oh, you're talking about the live action, not just the show?
Yeah. I mean, both. Both are, like, yeah, both drags.
Yeah, they drag.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed 2 episodes on Syrup Village, but hey.
Yeah, but that's what, just me. fuck, where's I going?
Usopp's backstory is kind of not... Or origin, I should say.
Usopp gets better after his backstory.
I like...
It's the whole, like, him starting as nothing. Like, the Giants thing was cool when they got to Little Garden. And then, like, he picked up speed at Enies Lobby. And that's when you get... That's when Usopp gets good.
Yeah.
Usopp is probably one of my least favorite Straw Hats. But in the live action, he's one of my favorites.
I love Usopp. Syrup Village just doesn't hit.
Nah, dude. There's so many better Straw Hats than Usopp, so he's bottom tier in my eyes.
He needs to be there. He's just a normal guy. His thing is courage. He's the most courageous. He's the bravest Straw Hat because he's scared of most things, so he has to overcome being scared to be brave. He's the bravest of the Straw Hats. Which makes his journey to being a proud, brave warrior of the sea. So,
who goes to Elbaf and figures out he has conquerors.
And he's a god!
No, I'm rooting for Usopp. I am. That's why I'm so happy for Elbaf.
His actor cracked me up for sure, though.
But yeah,
Usopp was funny as hell. So he's just kind of shit-talking in a bar, like, right there at the Baratier, right after Usopp joins, and he's going like, yeah, whatever, you know, like, I'm the captain, but, like, I mean, officially, Luffy's, like, there, but I'm, like, the center guy. And then Mihawk's like, oh, that I'd really like to meet that guy. And then Usopp looks at him with his glasses and he goes, all right, I'll take you to meet the whole crew. Come with me.
So Usopp rats him out.
Yeah, to Mihawk.
And realizes who Mihawk is and cowers underneath the table.
Or like he literally did that like shaky thing. Like when Arlong is in the bar, a table gets flipped over and you see Usopp hiding and he gets shaky and like has his thing in his hand and starts waddling away.
But anyways, we can carry on, but someone changed the subject from us.
Chris is supposed to be the pilot here, man.
Did we not have talking points? Did we not write this down?
Andrew, hell no.
Do you have the D&D horror stories?
D&D what?
You were talking about doing D&D
horror stories. D&D horror stories is what I heard.
Horror stories?
D&D horror stories.
Fuck, I don't have any of those.
Find one real quick.
I could look up Reddit.
Yeah, let's say find one real quick.
All right. Y'all ready for this D&D horror story?
Yes, sir.
Is everyone recording?
What does that mean? What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Is this like interactive? Or are we supposed to react to it?
Yeah, you can react to it if you want.
Yeah, we're going to react to it. But yeah, he's just going to read us a story.
It's just like a creepypasta kind of thing?
No.
It's like a little like...
Bad experiences at a table.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Horror story. So
this one's titled Ruined Game Table, Literally. So this is an awful experience I had some years ago. A friend set up a Pathfinder game in our house with 4 players. Most of us straight from work and hungry, so before we started playing, we ordered pizzas. Game started normally after eating most of the pizza, and it went on for about an hour and a half. Shortly after, one of the players bolts up and projectile vomits all over the table, on the character sheets, the dice, the books, and some of us. There was no warning, no complaint of feeling sick, nothing. After the initial shock, he started apologizing profusely and tried to clean it up, like, frantically. And everyone knows, like, most of the games we played, we've ordered pizza.
Dude, that's...
So I was just, like, reading... I was reading that, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so thankful that's never happened to our group.
You remember that one time we ordered, like, an ass of pizza, and they gave us the completely wrong order?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't answer their phones?
Yeah, they hung up. Remember, they hung up on me when I called.
Yeah, this was funny.
Bro, imagine how much money that dude just ruined.
Oh, dude, that's...
All those books are expensive as hell, dude. You got a little minifigures, all your characters.
There's a Pathfinder game, too.
True.
Oh.
That is tough.
That was the only one relevant one that I found. I found a couple other ones that had to do with...
I'm expecting...
The Big Sleep.
The Big Sleep?
I
just don't
want to read that one.
Death?
Wait, people that dying
like
at
actual
the
actual people dying?
Well, they committed the Big Sleep.
Suicide?
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
At a table?
But like, is this real people or their characters? Right,
no, this is real people. Here, let me... I'll read it.
There's
read
more it. Than one of those?
All right, trigger warning.
Insert trigger warning.
I'm triggered already. What?
Okay, here we go.
Why would you do that to your friends, bro?
Here you go.
Why would you do that to your friends?
I got you. I got you.
You okay, ruined listen, a whole listen. Game for them.
That ruined their lives.
Well, that too, but like they're never going to play D&D again.
For real. Alright, so... Alright, so to start this one off, it's...
Have Schindler read it.
No. She's dyslexic. She can't read.
Oh, okay.
I can read.
Oh,
please.
Whatever. Okay, so it's roughly there. So they're playing D&D 5e. Oh no, this is years ago. So D&D 3.5e, I think. I read it somewhere. So this was 9 years ago, but it's titled "A Tale as I Wait at the Airport."
Can before you say this sad story, can I say something?
Yeah.
That was a long pause. when you said what this is going to be about, I thought this is going to be more like, oh, people doing shitty stuff at the table to get me to like not want to play anymore, you know?
No, this
I didn't
one,
think this
is
going to be like...
No, this one has a good ending. This one has a good ending. It's fucked up.
Is this
it
not
a good
the,
ending, I promise.
This isn't the suicide one?
No, this is the suicide story. You're going to love it.
Okay.
All right, so he's been playing with the same group for the past 15 years.
Cody's literally about on the edge of the seat.
So we have some steadfast players, myself plus two others.
Steadfast is good.
But the last two spots have rotated through various people throughout the years. The story in particular is about one woman. We'll just call her Daphne for now. She joined the group as a rogue. She said her character was skittish, so she always hid in the shadows.
Red flag
and pretty
already.
Much left the group alone. And you know, then we would be shorthanded in fights, etc. And in addition to D&D, we also played Spellfire, which is like Magic the Gathering. Daphne would always be super competitive and make social situations awkward for everyone. After a few months, maybe half a year of playing together, her behavior became a detriment to the group. Overall enjoyment left us, you know, stopped playing with her and just wasn't working out, which she kind of accepted. Fast forward a month or two, and all of us received an email from some woman named Fiona who says she's Daphne's best friend. Fiona had written to inform us that Daphne had committed suicide because we didn't want to play with her anymore and drove her away, which left us with a overhanging guilt. Needless to say, all of us were shaken up by this and we felt horrible, shocked, and in disbelief. This hung over us for a couple of months and almost ended the game completely. But my DM is also a bar manager at the time, and we received a text from one random afternoon saying that Daphne had just walked into his bar. She was clearly alive, so our DM confronted her, and she admitted to writing the email. It was unbelievable. All the time feeling guilty, and she staged her own death because she didn't want to play with her anymore.
Wait, so they didn't want to play? Either party didn't want to play with each other anymore? So they couldn't?
No, I think the original group said, hey, you suck. We just don't want to play with you anymore.
Damn.
And so she faked her own
suicide. She did that to make them feel bad.
That's fucked up.
Super fucked up.
People do that shit.
No, seriously.
Yeah, that's
cool. I could see why she made all their social interactions weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're willing to pull that off.
See, I thought this was going to be like, oh, dude, the rogue guy kept being an asshole, or the paladin, and then got so bad over time that they like got to actually fist. Yeah, yeah, like.
Andrew's like, nah, I killed myself.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. What if someone actually like.
How do you have somebody join your group that like you're not cool with?
Maybe she was cool at like the beginning.
Maybe it was just like a random group at first.
Well, they said they had like rotating slots at the end.
Yeah, it was like three or four players, the DM, and then like three players and two open slots that would just like rotate. Constantly like rotate with people. Like how we did it at first.
I hated that. Because then people had to join back in, and you'd be like, oh, now they're stronger than me. Okay, make yourself level 7.
Fuck no. You stay level 5.
No, you like when one of the twins the twins would come in when they were bored and then like they wouldn't pay attention and then they would just like cast shit willy-nilly and then they would come back and be like, oh, well now I'm level 12. It's like this guy didn't need to be level 12. Bro, and then Brendan would play on his laptop the whole time.
Audacity to ask us when we're playing again.
And then
you know I went to a kid's birthday party and like he was there and he was like, so when are we playing D&D again? And I was like, never. I should have lied to him. I was like, we're never playing again.
The group broke up. Bud.
The group, we broke up. We had a fallout.
We killed ourselves.
Because we didn't want to play with you.
Of Brayden.
No, and then Brian would sit on his Switch the whole time and then complain about everybody else. He would look up. Oh, yeah.
Oh no, he'd be like, oh, what's happening? Bro, no, when Brian said, what's happening? I was like,
I'm not explaining again because you were playing fucking Zelda, dude.
I went to look left to look at the fake camera and I was like, wait, I have a camera.
It's like, we had such a bad group.
We're still the bad group.
We had the perfect group. We had it. Original Caverns and Cantrips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, yes. What was except that? For, No, actually, no, I love the whole shit. He played.
Fucking JT,
Sierra,
me, and you, and Hunter as DM. The chemistry in that group, everybody was paying attention. It was fantastic. It was a great fucking game. And then Sierra's like, I'm going back to college.
And JT's like, I'm going to serve my country.
Yeah, JT's like, ah, military. So, had to break up.
And then when we did the podcast for Caverns and Karen Trips or whatever, you know, what was it called?
Caverns and Karen
Trips. Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Lotus and Blue. I kind of
we were still
that.
Doing it.
Yeah, I miss Lotus.
Just brought it back.
Yeah,
same. Lotus and Blimp is pretty funny. I scrubbed through all the old audio recently. Dude,
I can't wait to like I get my motivation to start editing again.
Oh my God, hurry up with that.
I'm so ready.
First off, you finished the shit like last week. Calm down, fuck up.
Maybe if you're editing, I'd be building off your momentum, bro.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
a community-driven person, creature.
Eh. Bite me.
Let's work together, bro. Favorite Law Productions.
It's so much work.
It's just like designing, you know, you just go through it. It's a phase.
It's just I'm trying to just have it at such a high standard right off the gate. And I'm kind of fucking myself doing it, but it so far what we have is fucking awesome. I just gotta tweak some of the mixing in it, but so far, it's good.
Are you like hella far in the edit itself, like review kind of, or
for the most part, I don't have too much more. I think I got about an hour left in it.
That episode was long as fuck. I think that's that 3-hour one, huh?
It was three or four. Yeah.
The first Cavern of the Cantrus?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Now we need to.
At least we got backlog.
It's always getting past the fucking first episode or two. Super annoying. And then once you have like a chemistry going and you know where the plot's not like, or like everybody knows what they're doing, like the synergy is built up. Which stab it.
man.
You know what I mean? Like, the first episode of any anime is fucking boring to me. Nothing's happening. Nice. They're all building shit. And, like, you can't
That one anime that, like, it opens, is like, I killed my parents.
Freaking Mountain.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
But the first...
I can't remember what anime that is, though.
It's just not fair, though, because, like, the first part of any, like, story is, like, the worst part anyway.
Yeah, because it's like world building.
Yeah,
it's not even world building, more like just introducing you to the characters.
It's getting you hooked onto what you're selling. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have the... smush your character. Like,
did you spill your Mountain Dew?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
She spills the dew?
He's a dew spiller.
No. Oh my god.
He's a dew spiller for sure.
I spilled the dew for sure. It was definitely me. I fucking,
god damn it.
Fucking
rest in peace is the dew.
Oh no. I still got some. It's just okay. Half of it's on the carpet now.
Damn.
But what were we talking about? Pilot episodes?
Yeah.
I just think the group just needs to find its chemistry. Like, the original Kyron and Cantrip found its chemistry. So the episodes were fantastic. I just think the new group needs to find its chemistry. Because I feel like we're still trying to search for that dynamic. Because Chris is so new. I think he's kind of scared to RP.
Yeah, bro, you gotta put... I mean, it should be easy since you're you.
Yeah, you're literally... That's why we did the campaign like this, because you're literally playing yourself. You don't have to play a character.
Yeah, you don't have to get into character.
Unless you want to do a goof to, like, NPCs and try to act like you're from the Forgotten Realms.
So far, you just need to remember details that have already been stated and describe more.
And take notes.
Yes.
Because, like, sometimes I give you, like, cues to describe shit, and sometimes if I see you're not doing it, I'll just describe it for you. You just can't retcon it after it's already done.
Same with you.
Yeah.
Everything that's being said applies to you as well. You don't have Sierra. You don't have Sierra.
No, you did not just do that.
What?
You don't have her to bail you out.
I didn't hear him. He just mocked me. He went like, did I just...
Do I just, like, hit him?
Yeah, so...
You can.
It's not that bad.
May certainly try.
But guess what? I still pop out damage pretty decently.
It's not the point of the game, Skylar.
So, yeah, I mean...
You guys are out in space. Going to start getting good now.
Space pirates.
Mm-hmm. Past this first goddamn episode.
Love space pirates. Yep.
I should have just left y'all as level one. Y'all are lucky the book was like, this is for some, like, level 3 to 5.
Wait, we're already level 5?
You're level 3, buddy. Chill out.
Okay.
I let you guys get to your archetypes. Subclasses, that's the word.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not doing for a game.
It's definitely weird because Pope is going a totally different direction than I wanted him to.
You let that happen.
I did not.
You were like, I'm going to be Aang just because you gave me the staff of Aang.
No, I'm just been like druid in general.
I don't know why I was thinking you were a monk for a second. Weren't you a monk originally?
I wanted to be.
All this shit got me confused.
Yeah, monk got taken from me. So.
Wait, how did it get taken?
Because the way that we got the roles, the way Hunter did it, like the Kingdom Hearts type thing, no one decided to go into the same door with someone else.
You couldn't.
Exactly. So I was the last one to pick a door. So I couldn't pick monk. I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go the religion route.
I wanted it to be balanced.
Oh no, that's.
I wanted it to be balanced.
I also, you can use that in any game now. If you have new characters or whatever, or just like an excuse for like a session 0, you can just run that. I've like typed it all out.
Let there be chaos. That's how I play. Well, I do this to myself.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have a group of people and you're like...
You have three warlocks in your campaign, so... At least.
It's just a fun way to do a session zero. Like, if you have a...
Wait, all three of y'all are warlocks?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yes. They were like, Andrew's gonna hate that. I was like, dude, he gets three patrons, one for each character that he could just make do shit. He has three slaves. What do you mean?
Okay.
Yeah, we're three warlocks.
Casting spells.
Fuck you, buddy. Nowhere in the game rules does it say that breaking your pact loses your power. Wizard Money Gang, we love casting spells. To an extent, you still have magical powers after you a warlock.
That's true.
But if you get strong enough, Garth, I wrote, just captured Uketoa and contained him. And so he was always like carrying his patron around. He had his own patron trapped.
Oh, God.
And then he found a new patron and made a bargain to and passed it down to his son. So the son, the headmaster, you guys were going to find out, had Uketoa just in a fucking necklace right there.
That's cool.
And then, oh, wait, I'm not going to give any more away, but yeah, there's... Garth is dead for sure, but like he left a trail. Yeah.
Oh, this is like, I don't know what time period our campaign was set in with Garth, but I picture this one's like a couple hundred years in the future.
You can't use my world. My world's different.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Every world's different.
Shit, my bad.
Yeah.
True.
It started off as Tal'Dorei, Earth 2 Tal'Dorei, and then. It's not called Tal'Dorei anymore.
Wait, side note. Who is 843 in the chat? Is that JT?
Dude, 843 is all of us, but go on.
But yeah, but no, it'll be JT.
But go on. Bob off, get
out. Wait, don't dox us like that.
Oh, well. Who is that? Who's that JT. One that just sent the army?
Here on JT. The east side.
JT.
Okay, I didn't hear anyone say anything. I just heard
East Side Gang, boy.
Wait, who was it again?
J Tizzle.
J Tizzle.
We went when he was in town. We went out for drinks, and I kept trying to like tell people he was a war hero, and he wouldn't go along with it. I was like, a girl walked up, and then I said, "Oh, dude, he likes you." And then she goes, "Oh, I like his like teeth or whatever." So they started talking, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, he's a war hero. He's just in town for the next couple of days." And then immediately,
he's a war hero.
And then he made it awkward, and immediately was like, "All right, bye." I was like, bro, I had you. You were set up.
Christopher's the pilot. We could do some questions.
Could we?
Yeah.
Could we? You're the boss, buddy.
Let's do some questions.
Just do it. We don't have to. What
questions?
Just say it.
Wait, I'm going to screen share, though, so I'm going to turn mine off for a second.
Okay.
It's Chris, funny. I'm going to keep pushing you until you're the star you were born to be.
Because this camera makes our bedroom look so tiny.
Thanks. Whoa, it does. That's wild.
The way the angle is, yeah.
It's like a reverse fisheye.
Oof. Some of these is kind of not safe.
What do you mean not safe? This podcast isn't safe.
I mean, you're right. Oh, okay. What's something incredibly stupid that you believed as a child?
Santa Claus.
It's illegal to have the car light on.
I was just about to say that.
That the moon followed you when you drove in the car.
What?
Hey, I'm going to be real. The boogeyman.
That Itachi was a bad guy.
Everyone believed that. Connor, that's not stupid.
That's how Kishimoto wrote it.
Oh, that's
that was intended.
Oh, that Sasuke was cool. Mm-hmm. Sasuke is a non-redeemable character. There's not a redeemable quality about him. Even in the end, he was like, I got everything I wanted, and now I fuck you, Naruto. I want to be the Hokage. I want to take your dream and smash it.
I legit thought the moon was made out of cheese.
Even if Sasuke won the fight, hear me out. Even if he won the fight, you think he'd go back to the village and they're like, yeah, you're the president. Fuck you, buddy. You're an asshole. We're just going to go over here.
I think if he did, I think Kakashi would have had his back.
Kakashi, who he tried to kill on multiple occasions?
Huh?
Kakashi that knows he's a danger to not only himself, but his friends and everyone he loves?
I'm not there.
And then the goal of him to pair him up with Sakura in the end, like they get married. Sorry. It's not a spoiler if it's from 2015. They get married in the end, right? And the whole point of that story was if a guy is an asshole to you, marry him. Or if there's a girl you like, try to kill her and she'll simp over you and marry you.
Didn't Sasuke like try to like...
And then you can knock her up and just leave.
Put a hole through her?
He tried to.
With his little lightning blade?
He tried to, for sure. Multiple times.
She's like, I still love him.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a tangent.
That was. And in the middle of it, Andrew goes, I thought the moon was cheese.
Did you actually?
Yeah, deadass. I thought it was cheese. No,
that has
cheese.
To be that has to be the clip. That would be the TikTok. I'm just looking
you can't tell me you didn't think about it.
My cousin like scared me so bad into thinking that if you opened like any kind of honey at all, a bear would automatically like smell it and like come after you. So I didn't eat honey when I was a child.
Me?
Like it was really me and my bad.
Me and my friend convinced my cousin that if he didn't masturbate, his sperm would turn into frogs. So frogs would come out of his dick if he didn't masturbate.
What?
That dude needs therapy. That dude needs hardcore therapy.
He's going through it.
Which cousin? Have I met him?
No. Oh, this one's in North Carolina.
Okay. We made mad fun of a kid for telling us he only watched lesbian porn. How old? The kid was like 14 at the time.
It was like
we were like 17,
it
yeah.
Like, it was at Boy Scout camp.
And we were like, bro, that's lame. It's not porn.
You watch dudes fucking?
Yeah, no, the fuck. What?
The fuck? Are you gay?
Never mind. Andrew was in a different kind of Boy Scouts. He was in a different troop than us.
Yeah, it's called band camp. Get with it.
It's like when Dad opened up our tent.
And, hey, you can't come in here. What if we were circle jerking? Then you'd be gay and we'd have to kick you out. Dude, we had a whole like we had the whole inner circle in there. We were all bitching about like bro, we're gonna go fuck up this other troop because like they were bullying one of our kids in the fucking bathroom.
Boy Scout troops more like gang violence.
Huh? Sometimes it was.
Dude, it fucking,
our troop was always like
fucking jamboree. Our troop was literally fighting, like, fist fighting each other.
Our troop was always the one like at summer camp that they have to go like, alright, I have to look out for them.
That's yeah, bad.
Chris yelled at us for drawing peckers all over people's cars.
What?
Wow.
Cause it was in a gravel lot, the parking, so dust was flying everywhere on people's cars. And we just went on everyone's...
I thought you took, like, a permanent marker.
And we just went on everyone's windows and just drew a bunch of dicks everywhere. Kind of like an American crazy. Vandal. We were the first American Vandals.
Little Devil Boy. That's my D&D character.
That's fucking crazy.
I think in most of the fights I've been in was in Scouts.
Yeah?
Against Caleb.
Yeah, I remember. I was about to say Caleb. Dude... Caleb tried to fight Cody. Okay, so he tried to fight Cody and lost, and then Cody broke his arm at one point, and then Caleb tried to
Shit.
Not during the fight. This was later. So, and then Caleb thought this was a cool opportunity to talk shit to Cody because he was like, oh, Cody's not going to fight me if he has a cast. So this was round two he was going for. Against, so the guy that kicked his ass had a cast on. So Cody was like, fuck that. I have a solid-ass arm. And so he just starts swinging on him with the cast. And
are you
dude,
serious?
Yes, and dude lost again. He has some beef with Cody.
I beat him with my
Cody
cast.
Broke Cody's arm.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you broke other kids' arm.
Okay, no. So Cody's
the way he worded it, he's like, Cody broke
Cody
his arm.
Was the injured.
Like, oh my God.
No, Cody's the badass in this story. Okay, so other kid comes up to Cody. Cody kicks his ass. Cody, between the two stories, gets his arm broken. Kid sees this as an opportunity, like, oh, dude, I can win this one. Starts talking shit to Cody again. Cody beats him with the cast.
These are hard too. That thing's like a baseball bat.
This is this was the same kid that told like two dudes from. So we always had these like two like foreign exchange scouts. They were from Georgia, and they were from like the sticks redneckest kids I've ever met. Georgia, And they like fucking, they caught rattlesnakes with their hands and shit like that, which they did at camp. Yeah. Fucking caught it with his hand.
Crocodile Dundee, motherfucker.
Well, exactly. The same kid that Cody kicked his ass twice, he was talking to these kids and they were like, oh yeah, that we like fucking chokehold each other for fun or whatever. And he's like, bro, you could not knock me out with a chokehold. And he was like, wanna bet? And dude passed out and started having like a stroke. It was insanity.
This is all the same camp too.
Oh yeah, and then
and then 2 days camps, and we just fed fish with our spit.
2 days later,
and I met this kid that didn't know how to spit.
Oh, none of them. It was weird. We were just popping pills, dude, getting zooted.
2 days later, Caleb had a copperhead under his cot, and then the Georgia kids went over, caught it with their hands, and stuffed it in a giant Tupperware. One time, Ryan.
Just dropping names over here. God, I got you. Damn.
I'll bleep it. Different time. This one kid that we're friends with. So we all saw a copperhead in the middle of the night. And it was a baby. It wasn't the middle of the night. It was getting dark. And then we were close to our like chuck wagon with our supplies in it. So he goes and grabs a cast iron skillet and chops the head off this thing with a skillet.
Holy shit.
That's so dumb. He fucking cooked him, bro.
Let him cook.
I remember one time a kid in my patrol didn't know where the can opener was, so he took a knife and took the can and started stabbing it. Bruh. The knife bent like a fucking cartoon, like bent like this. And then when they would come around for inspections, like to inspect our gear, they were like, what did you do? And he was like, bro, I don't even know. I'm just like, bro, I watched you do that.
Yeah, there is plenty of fucking stories from camp.
Oh my god. Good job. Y'all just walking around throwing peckers on people's cars.
Yeah, we were fucking shit. Like, dude, I was such an asshole.
Little monster. So,
at the same camp, you remember when that woman was trying to back up her truck and she hit the tree?
No.
Okay, so it was at Cherokee. And this woman was trying to get out of the campsite, so she was reversing and backed up her truck. And Matt, he told me to scream, that's why women shouldn't drive.
So dude, when Matt got that PA system on his truck, that was a bad idea. He was not the person for that.
LA was not the same after that. You remember when Matt popped those pills that one time, threw up?
And then he ate them.
And then he found them in the vomit, and then...
He didn't want to waste them.
Oh my god.
Dude, we like, we were literally just like, that weekend, we just got high and played tetherball all week.
Oh my god. Fucking
bro, he goes, Stosh, why are you so bad? Just block it with them teeth. And then, like, later on, he was like, Later on, when he got real sentimental, he was like, dude, Stosh, you know, like, your teeth ain't even that big. I just like to fuck with you.
I bet you, I can just picture Stosh. He probably just kind of went, shut up.
Like, god damn it, this guy. Shut up, man. We were talking the other day about, we had one friend in Scouts that had an immune deficiency.
Oh my god.
And so like when we were kids, we always thought he was really fragile, and I smacked him upside the head with a tree on accident.
Dude, no, when he says smacked him, this kid got fucking clawed, bro.
There was like a we were in like a forest of dead trees. We found this area. So like for firewood, we were going and just picking up these trees out of the ground and smashing them on the other trees to break it up for firewood. And I pulled a big ass one out of the ground and had it on my shoulder, and he was behind me, and I go, guys, watch out. Just fucking like Superman smacking somebody with a tree baseball bat.
Dude, I wish we had the thud that it made It wasn't like a thud.
It was more of a smack.
Yeah. Holy shit. Was he okay?
Oh, yeah. Dude's like a doctor now.
Is that what he does?
Something okay. like that. Physical what therapist a or a doctor? Doctor yeah, of physical. Doctor of therapy. Doctor,
dude, for being like, therapy. Like where he could die from anything, that man was fucking resilient. I'll give him that. He wasn't fucking scouts going camping and shit.
I think it was more of his mom was scared of the outside world. Like he was sick as a baby and his mom like just was like.
Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she babied the hell out
dude, he
of
went it. To like CFC. He was drinking all the time, still getting straight A's. It's just crazy. I don't know how people go. CFC is like they party constantly and still study.
Mm. But yeah, he was resilient and he always gave us oxys.
Yeah. His grandpa had like a giant tub of pills, apparently.
So we just had an endless oxy supply. It was nice.
Okay. Don't say that.
Well, he would fraction it out. He'd be like, "All right, Cody, two for
him." Like when we were celebrating Hunter's birthday.
Fuck.
And we went and saw what was it, Hercules?
Yeah, the worst fucking rock movie.
And
that movie was pretty bad.
It's trash.
So everyone thought it would be a good idea to get me a booster seat.
Thought it'd be funny.
So they got me a booster seat, and then one of the workers comes over. And tries to take my booster seat.
Approaches us, bro.
And he's like, well, kids nowadays just ask for these and then use them to slide down the railings. And we're like, we didn't even think of that.
He like popped his head. We were like one of the only ones in the theater. He like popped his head in and then like didn't see anything. Did it again, like walked up to us and was like, oh, okay, you guys are actually using it. And, like, we thought you were going to be, like, sliding down the stairs on it, like, through the aisles, like, a lot of people your age. We were like, no, he's just tiny.
And we're like, we didn't even think of that, but thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
I was about to say, he just gave you, like, a very great idea.
Yeah, we were like, that's a great idea, dude.
And I was so fucking, like, gone that I don't remember that movie. At all. Dude, all I remember it's the booster.
You didn't miss anything. Thing.
And then when we went to Sonic, and
we
got
pulled
the
over at Sonic because I threw up popcorn.
I was there.
I threw up the Sonic.
You remember because my cousin was working at Sonic.
We were because we were taking shots before we went to this movie.
And popping pills.
Was I there the entire
it's
time?
It's not a good idea, kids.
Wait, did you? Were you with us?
I drove y'all to Sonic. I showed up later. Because I remember Connor getting out of the car and puking in the trash can.
Okay, you want to know a story about Andrew? Me and Andrew were gonna try mushrooms together for the first time.
God, when
so we on like a Thursday. Andrew always drove me home. So on like a Thursday, we went into our friend. And we bought them from him, and then we were gonna save them for the weekend for Saturday. The next day, Andrew goes into work, and he takes them. He thought it was a really good idea to take the mushrooms at work. He didn't even tell me that he was doing them. His mom calls me when I'm at dinner with my mom and my aunt, and she's like, "What is Andrew on? What's happened?" Like, and I'm. I'm just like, this is a test for sure. I don't know. Haven't heard from
him. His mom's trying to get him caught up.
Meanwhile, I had a hunch for sure.
I had a hunch.
Which is why I knew he'd be okay.
Oh, man.
Look at him, resilient.
Look at him now.
Oh my fucking god.
I was like, I don't know. I haven't heard from him since school.
That's like when Skylar texted all my friends asking if I was with them last night, and all of them said yes, and then texted me.
I texted you before I texted her back.
You called him!
Yeah, what else am I supposed to? I'm getting the story straight before I text you back. Sheesh.
It was amazing.
Just figuring out where he was last night.
Some of my friends that I didn't think would do it fucking did it. I was like,
mad homies.
Let's go.
You didn't think Dante would, but he did.
Like, I know me and Dante are really good friends. I just don't see a person covering up for cheating.
But he did, because right when I texted him, he texted you. He was like, so, like,
what's going on?
What's going on, bro? Yeah, bro, the homies.
The homies.
Hard loyalty.
Yeah, that question led us into a nice little tangent.
What was the question?
It did.
I don't remember. I don't hear. I read the
question. What was the stupidest thing you thought, like, you believed as a child? That's what the
question. Oh, yeah. We started from that, and that was really good.
Then we got on the story of Wes, and then...
It literally went from... And yeah.
We just started...
Oh, we started saying stupid things we did as a kid.
Yeah. It worked. It built in the story.
What are your thoughts on the Silk Road? What is that?
You saw that? You read that too? I read that one.
Wait, what are your thoughts on the... I don't know about this.
Silk's kind of dope.
Is that like the trade route with the caterpillars back in the day? They traded them for gunpowder?
Yeah.
What are my thoughts on it? Sure, it happened.
That's one of those
very cool comments.
Who cares?
What do you mean?
So what are the comments on that one? Yeah. Maybe we're wrong.
Oh, on this one?
Maybe we're wrong about what the Silk Road is.
If it's like Silk Road in Georgia?
I think it's...
Best MMO ever. What are you talking about?
You mean a website you could buy drugs from? I don't do drugs.
Oh, this is... Are we talking about black market Silk Road?
I've never been on it.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I don't even know what this is.
Hold up. There's a website called Silk Road? Am I about to go into...
I know all these words separately, but they're not adding up.
Andrew, I don't think it's that easy, my guy.
It's not. I watched a video on it.
On what? The Silk Road?
No.
On how to access the dark web?
Yeah.
You're on a movie list now.
It's a movie.
Did you at least use a VPN?
I didn't go on there. That would be scary.
No, I mean like to look up how to get on.
Yeah, you have to get like a torrent or something.
You watched like a movie?
No, she just watched a YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you like looked into it yourself. Like, I wonder how I do this, Google.
That's kind of like the rapper that made a song about...
Sean loves that guy.
Made a song about, what was it, credit card fraud?
Yes.
And then he got arrested for credit card fraud.
He did. He made a song. It just walks you through credit card fraud.
And he's like, it was just a tutorial thing. I don't actually do it.
It's just in the Jewish Bible. They teach him that.
No.
That's true.
Don't say that.
I didn't say anything untrue. The truth hurts sometimes.
What is the male equivalent of a horse girl? I like this question.
Oh, no.
I want to read the comments on this one. Hold on.
Car guys.
Yeah, car guys.
Car boys, that's the first fucking one.
Told you.
Rock climbers, really?
A cowboy?
I'm insulted.
Oh, dude, get fucked, dude. Me and you, cops.
Somebody said cock.
Oh, bro, crypto bros. Crypto bros, 100% like boys girls.
Sure.
No, that's like an adult thing.
Gem bro. Oh, there you go, Andrew.
Wow. No, we're a different culture. We're not crazy. We're just
gym guys are depressed. Just weird. You just make your own personality about it.
Huh?
No, you don't. Gym bros are cool as fuck. You ever been in the gym? Didn't think so.
I have in the past. Not anytime recently. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh my god.
You right there?
Oh my god.
Look at this back, bro.
Oh my god.
Hey, take it off.
Take what off?
Taz.
Aw, dude. Taz made me not want to show Skylar the One Piece live action because she might leave me for Sanji.
He's pretty sexy.
Dude, he took his shirt off.
And he got Riz on Riz.
God, bro.
What's wrong with your eyes? I'm just blinded by your beauty.
Wait, Sky, do you listen to podcasts? Probably not.
Not a lot.
Breakdown. Put that on your list.
Breakup.
I was gonna do a podcast question.
I love true crime. That shit's so cool.
Not this guy.
Dude, I think true crime people are starting to become like horse girls.
They are. That's what horse girls turn into.
True crime.
Horse girls evolve into true crime podcast girls.
No, she's...
Oh my god. They're just evolving.
No, she's evolving.
Or furries. There's two different paths.
Well, her path went into smut books.
Sorry, that's where the skill tree goes.
You're a horse girl?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like My Little Pony kind of horse girl? Or like I like to ride horses horse girl?
Ride horse. Horse girl.
That's crazy.
Like she wants to own like a fuck ton of horses and shit.
Did you? Oh yeah. Didn't she want to own a farm?
Wait, can she even get up there?
I grew up with horses. I mean, jockeys can. I did lessons for a really long time.
That is true. Shit, you right?
Are dragons just fantasy horses to you?
Huh?
I mean,
are dragons just fantasy horses to you? It's not a ooh, I'm delving deep into the psyche.
I love dragons.
So yeah, I mean, she went from horse girl to dragon girl.
Someone at work called me.
The girl with the dragon's tattoo.
The girl with the dragon tattoos.
Dragons.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Because of the movie, I guess.
Whole book.
Whole book.
Turn movie.
Poor Zazu.
The movie is based on the book.
Poor Zazu. He gave his life for you, though, so that was cool.
Huh?
Poor Zazu. Poor Zazu. He gave his life for you, though, so that was cool.
What do you mean?
Zazu gave his life to save Vadina from the Crimson King.
No, we are not dead.
I didn't say you were dead. Actually,
Zazu isn't dead.
Zazu, yes, he is. No. He got killed by the Crimson King trying to protect you. He was died during the fight. Yes, he did, during our final fight.
No, you just didn't like my dragon. I'm sorry, I fucking bit off her hand.
I'm sorry, that's what the children have learned in their books. There's storybooks over the last amount of times that has passed since the tale of adventurers known as the Ravenlaw Guild had protected the world from the dragon fucking, what was there, with the Chroma Conclave.
I'll have another one of these days.
Not as fun as the DM.
I told you could have like a
baby.
I'll
be better!
Wait, you're a warlock, right?
Yes.
You should know the answer.
I don't know if you changed your mind.
Warlock.
Dude, you can just get packed with the chain and have a cat-sized dragon. But the imp is really the way to go. I know warlocks, dude. I'm like the warlock master around here.
What did you spend?
You get packed to the chain. Recording for?
None of these are one.
Yeah.
One, I'm at 121.
Alright, so we're gonna have to wrap it up on our sleeve.
Well, that was a great day. Thanks for catching up with the gang. That was, this has been What Would Degenerates Do? And, if you'd ever like to figure out what degenerates would do, stick around, stay tuned, see you next time.
And listen to the other episodes too. Boy.
Maybe.
Maybe.